Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
It's been such a blessing to be on the internet program on this evening. And we're just so thankful unto God for giving us yet another opportunity to appear on this broadcast and to preach the divine truth of His Word. And we're blessed to have on our panel Brother L.C. Parker Jr., Darren Luke, Church of Christ, Brother J. Johnson, Brother Williams, Wharton, Texas, Church of Christ there. Myself, Lewis Parker IV, also the Darren Luke, Church of Christ. Also, we have Brother Horace Robbins and P.E. Stewart, both gospel preachers of the Church of Christ. Brother Horace in Brookshire, Texas, Brother Stewart, Cashmere, Houston, Texas. So we're just blessed that all are able to be on tonight, and we're just so thankful unto God for giving us this opportunity. May we go to God with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to preach your word. Lord, we pray that your word not fall on deaf ears, but help us and guide us, Lord, as your men serve and declaring your truth, and that your spirit may go to work, and that men may accept. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. One of the things that I just want to bring up this evening before we pass it on to Brother L.C. Parker Jr. Is about just Christianity in general. Now, I know that there's this large world movement and with Christianity, and Christianity is indeed a Christian movement, a movement in which our founder, Jesus Christ, started. But, you know, from the time that Christ existed, and from the time that his church came to fruition, there's been a lot of breakaways and separations from his original church, which was and is his church, the body of Christ, the Church of Christ.
Amen.
But with some of these divisions also come some false teachings. One thing I will say about Christianity today is that oftentimes it tends to take the form of the environment around. You know, for example, in one country you may have one version of Christianity sometimes, and in another country you might have another version of Christianity. But true Christianity is not about the atmosphere. It's not about taking the shape and form of whatever environment that is set in. And the reason I like to bring that up, because sometimes I feel that as Christians, even with the most sincere hearts, we lose focus on the pious lives that we're supposed to live. You know, and one thing about Christianity is that it grew out of it. Its roots are based in another movement, Judaism. You know, remember the children of Israel. Israelites were God's people under the old covenant. Whenever you remember the story of Joseph and so forth, his brother sold him into Egyptian slavery, and Joseph rose through the ranks over there, ended the number two man in Egypt, next in line only to the Pharaoh himself. Eventually, his brothers and his father came to town, and they end up staying in Egypt. They multiplied as other children of Israel did. But then a new Pharaoh came, and the Bible teaches that the new Pharaoh knew not Joseph nor his people. You know, so when the new Pharaoh took over, the new Pharaoh set up taskmasters or slave drivers over his people. And basically, God's people in Egypt became in bondage. So they were in Egyptian bondage. And if you remember, God rose up another leader, Moses. And God told Moses to go to the Pharaoh of Egypt and tell the Pharaoh to let his people go. So this happened 10 times. Eventually, you know, you have these plagues, you know, the 10 plagues they go through. You know, but what happened, God eventually led his people out of Egypt. And also he cut a covenant with his people. He gave them a covenant relationship with him. So they became God's people, the children of Israel. So under the old covenant, Israel is God's people. But remember, because of their actions and because of their disobedience to God, God sent them into further captivity just to purify them. That was after it split. You remember when the first king was Saul, then David, and then Solomon. But then after Solomon became king, Solomon's son, Rehoboam, became king of of one kingdom, and Jeroboam became king of another because the kingdom split into the north and to the south. So then the northern kingdom went to Assyrian captivity, and the southern kingdom, which is called Judah, went to Babylonian captivity. But it was purified. It was to purify God's people, but God always had a righteous remnant the entire time. So out of the righteous remnant came a Messiah, a new king. That king is King Jesus. So Jesus of Nazareth was born, and Jesus of Nazareth continued in the Jewish tradition because Jesus was born under the Jewish laws. So Jesus, instead of breaking the laws, he actually came to fulfill, to uphold the law. Now, when Jesus was closer to the end of his life, he said, I'm going to build a church. So he did. Once Jesus died, was buried, he rose again. His church was established on the day of Pentecost, and you can read about that in Acts chapter 2, how that his church was established. Now that his church is established, now we have a new covenant with God. And under the new covenant, we become spiritual Jews. We become the new Israel, you know, as Christians. So what happened is that just like the Jews had many feasts and festivals, in their individual and in their collective lives, they live very pious lives. So the reason I bring that up, because sometimes as Christians, I've seen two extremes. One extreme, we focus so much on our works and our deeds that we tend to neglect the power and the work of God's grace.
Mm-hmm.
On the other extreme, I've seen that we focus so much on God's grace that we've even reached the point of saying that we don't have to do anything, no matter what we do and no matter what kind of lives that we lead, even if it's raggedy tacky lives, sinful lives, God's grace still saves us in the end. So those are two extremes. However, I want you to see that it is true that we are saved by the grace of God. No doubt about that. I believe that if anyone teach otherwise, that person's teaching is an error. But also I want us to see that because we are saved by God's grace, that ought to motivate us to want to lead pious lives. We ought to live lives of piety just as the Jewish people did. So therefore, as Christians, we even ought to go beyond what the Israelites did, and our lives, our individual lives must be pure before God. We must live sanctified, pure, holy lives because God himself is holy. And in so doing, it's important to respect and to fear, to venerate, to reverence God, you know, and also his word. And in reverencing God's word, one thing I learned is that what we got to do and what people have to do, not only as listeners and as students of God's word, but certainly as ministers of God's word, instead of taking God's word and getting in front of it and leading it to where we want it to be, we got to submit ourselves to it and get behind it and allow it to lead us to where we need it, to where it wants. You know, so what happened is that it's disrespectful, I believe, to the word of God, and also arrogant to take the word and make it say something that it doesn't say. And see, that shows a lack of respect not only for God's word, but for God himself. So therefore, I encourage all listeners, when it comes to the word of God, let go of your preconceived notions. Admire, respect, venerate, and reverence, and fear God enough to put his word at the forefront of your life. And in so doing, submit yourself to his word with humility. When you go and read it, sometimes it's helpful to pray to God. God, just help me humble myself in approaching your word, Lord. Remove from me my preconceived thoughts, my preconceived notions on what I heard it say or what I think it's supposed to say. And let me just approach your word of God and open up my eyes to your wisdom, Lord. You know, and pray for us like that. And I believe that when we live pious lives and submit ourselves to God and his word, then we'll see changes occur in our lives. We'll see a relationship with God that's developing and blossoming into something special, a personal relationship, not just a relationship where we come and say we have worship on Sundays and that's it, and we don't think about God till the following Sunday, but we'll have a personal relationship with God, one in which we can approach him every single day of our lives. And that's what I encourage Christians to do. And if you're not a Christian, I encourage you to be one. And it's important that you become a Christian by the New Testament way, the Bible way, not what he said, not what she said, but what God said. And you come by hearing according to God, believing, repenting, confessing, and being baptized for the remission of sins, and you receive God's gift of his Holy Spirit. With that,
Amen. We just so happy to have us all together tonight.
Amen.
And we want you to know that just as Brother Parker before said, we must address the Word of God. There's one Bible. And everybody on earth knows there's one Bible. Now, other folk have written some Bibles and junk and messed up the one Bible, but the one true Bible is on planet earth. And it's going to be here. For as long as earth stands, Christ will have his word on this earth. And he has made sure of that when he died on the cross, was resurrected, and went back. You know, we have that word here. Now, you cannot deny the fact that the word of God is here. But there are many demons in these so-called churches preaching man's doctrine so that they can control you. They got headquarters on church. The church, the headquarters of the church that's in the Bible is in heaven because Christ went back to heaven and he blesses us through heaven. And those of us that follow the biblical teaching, the Bible teaching, we understand that Christ is in heaven. Now, when you got a headquarters somewhere on earth, and all the other religious groups have headquarters on earth, and they got men over it, if that one die, another one will accept the head authority of the churches that are here on earth that were made by men. Man has always been against God. Christ came. He was born flesh on this earth. Lived and man killed him here on earth. But he purchased the blood, the church, with his own blood. Now listen, we that know that church and are in that church is the church of Christ. The church from Christ that was left here on earth. And our basic instructions are left in the Bible. And they use that to let us know that God was in contact with this earth ever since Genesis chapter 1.
Yeah.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God has been in authority over this earth. Now, we have to the mind to want to serve God, or you can just go to hell. Serve Satan.
Amen.
You got to make that choice. And God has given us the basic instructions before leaving earth. Basic instructions before leaving earth. Bible could be an acronym word. And we have the instructions of how to leave this earth right now. We must obey the gospel of Christ Jesus. Christ came here and was born here on earth, and he gave his life for the church that is written in the Bible, the church of Christ. That's the only church you can find in the New Testament of the Bible that we are supposed to believe and obey. We have five basic instructions that we must do to become a member of that church that's in the Bible. We have to hear Acts 15 and 7. Believe Hebrews 11 and 6. Repent Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And be baptized in to the church that's in the Bible. The church of Christ, Acts 2, 37 and 38. And we know this. That's the only thing you're going to find in the Bible on how to become a member of the biblical church. Now, men are doing some of anything and everything. They're sprinkling water over you. They're doing some of everything. Just accept them in your heart. You don't even need no water. Just accept them in your mind, in your mind.
Yeah.
And you'll be a member of his church. That's a lie.
Amen.
We are told what to do in the Bible to become members of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And that's the church of Christ.
That's
it's of Christ because it's from Christ. He came here, walked, and did right, and he was crucified, hung on a cross, buried, but he rose again and went back to heaven.
Amen.
That's the example for us to do. Those of us who live in Christ Jesus and live righteously in Christ Jesus, we're going to all die one day, but we'll be resurrected and caught up in the air with him to go to heaven eternally. You see, we got to understand something on this earth. A lot of people could care less about a heaven, a hell, or earth, or anything. They're just out here living, having a good time, doing whatever they think they want to do. How do you want to do it? Everything else. Dying on the way to hell. I met a man one and went to go see him on the last days in the hospital at home. Went to go see him. They lived a terrible life. And especially when the drugs were worse than they are now. On that crack and stuff like that. And once they got so sick till they knew that they were near death, they got worried about it. Some wanted to be baptized. You know, you can't live like a hellion, and then when you know the doctor told you your days are shortened, you just got a few days, then you won't call a preacher and tell him to come baptize you. Why, you gave your life to Satan all those years. But then you think that you can come at the last minute and get baptized and then go to heaven. That is a lie.
Amen.
You got to live right. You got to set an example on this earth. As a Christian, you know, you can sell and smoke that dope and everything else and be a whoremonger and everything else. And then when it comes close to either die, you think you can do right and go to heaven. You're going to go to hell. And all the people that know you, all they're going to do is just laugh at you, many of them. And the rest of them say, now, where do you think he's going now? He had a chance to live right and do right. But he set bad examples for everybody. And a lot of women do the same thing. Set a bad example for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a lot of young ladies out there growing up that they were just on the streets selling their bodies and carrying on and on crack and everything else. And then would pop up in a church somewhere. And she had been sleeping with men that night and she had some money. The week before, and she had money to buy a nice looking dress and everything. Come up in the church like she's a Christian. Nothing but a alien. You can't fake Christianity. You cannot fake Christianity. You know, sometimes on Sundays, you see people acting so nice and everything, even men and women. They come up in there, they act so nice, like they are some of everything.
Yeah.
And if you saw them Saturday night, they were up in that club. Pardon and come out of one of them hotel, motel, Holiday Inns with another man or another woman that ain't there, not even their wife or nothing else.
Yeah.
Well, you can't fake heaven. You cannot fake heaven.
No.
Christ didn't fake heaven. He was beaten on the cross to die because of what the righteousness he stood for. He healed people. Raise him from the dead. Walk godly on earth. But men took him and beat him, hung him on a cross, pierced him in the side. And the Bible says, forthwith there came blood and water. Only to let us as human beings, that blood and that water is here for us. In order for you to become a member of the church that's written in the Bible, you've got to hear the word. Acts 15:7. Believe it. Hebrews 11 and 6. Repent of his errors. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And then be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of your sins. Acts 2, 37 and 38. That makes you become a member of the body of the church of Christ. Mm-hmm. That's the only Bible, that's the only church in the Bible. And you have to live right and do right, follow the instructions. It's given to you in the New Testament. Once you become a member of the church, how to live, what to do and what not to do, and all the righteousness that you need. Live right. Die right. Get blessed on planet Earth. Right. You know, as a member of the body of Christ, you will be blessed on this earth. And you will know it. As long as you live in right, you will know it. And if you stumble, get up, repent, confess, and let God forgive you. And keep on walking in the footsteps of Jesus. And you will live the most wonderful life you could have ever lived on planet Earth. And at the end of your life, and when the resurrection day comes, you live eternally with Christ in heaven. You'll walk on streets of gold. How many of us want to walk on gold streets? Streets made of gold. That'd be a blessing. How many streets on Earth are made of gold? None. Okay. And you know something? I was in one part. We were with the Coalition for Religious Freedom in New Orleans. And Lord have mercy, some of them older preachers that had been there before, on the downtown street in New Orleans, they said, man, you on a street that's going to take you to hell. They said, come on, walk with us. There was all kind of gambling and whoremongering and everything going on the main street of New Orleans.
Yeah.
Then when you walk that street, you get down to the last red light. You look over there, there are no lights there, but you see people and hear them running and acting a fool, just all kind of prostitutes, killers, robbers, drug addicts, drug dealers, and everything else running in that place. Sit there and look, and we saw at the last red light on the main street in New Orleans, we saw hell. Nothing but hell.
All
people
right.
Just doing some anything and everything. Right. We got to understand that even in life today, we must walk in the footsteps of Jesus.
Yeah.
Walking in where are his footsteps? In the New Testament. What he has told us to do. If we want to live right and die right, he has given us the basic instructions. Bible could be an acronym itself. Basic instructions before leaving earth. Under the law, they were given some instructions to follow.
Amen.
Christ's teaching, we were given instructions to follow in order to live the most wonderful life you could ever live on earth and then die and go to heaven. And I wouldn't even use the word die. You just be changed again.
Yeah.
Because those people that live right on planet Earth, they're not going to suffer when they die. It's going to be a glorious death. And a glorious resurrection.
Yeah.
We got to get right. And now that America has embraced what it has embraced, Lord have mercy, I never thought I would live to see this country going to hell like it's doing. Our supreme authority put the stamp of approval for us to die as a wicked, evil, low-down nation. Man could marry a man, and a woman can marry a woman.
Shame.
I never even thought in my smallest mind that we'd end up like this. We're going to see much more happening in America with destruction to people, to the ground, to the earth, to everything. It's on the way down. Because our supreme authority said, God, you are a lie. A woman can marry a woman, and a man can marry a man. Now we are the new Sodom and Gomorrah. We are pathetic. God sent two male angels to Sodom and Gomorrah. All of the old men and all of the young men from all parts of the city came there to rape those two male angels. You know something? We better get ready to protect ourselves. True men, you got to get ready to protect yourself. It hasn't got bad as it's going to get, but it's going to get there. It's going to get there. And we need to understand that this nation used to be one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now we're one nation under hell, with all hell going to break loose and send everybody that embraced it to hell with them. Church of Christ people, true members of the body of Christ, don't walk in those footsteps. Keep walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Please keep walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. And you will receive the love and blessings that you need to fight the good fight of faith in the midst of a hellistic nation right now.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. Let's do that. Brother Johnson, Brother Williams.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Just listen to what you were saying. It is
yes.
so true that we are living in America and throughout the world, but there's so much happening and so much this and that and killing and robbing and buses and trucks and cars and everything, and everybody doing what they want to do.
Yeah.
But you know what? That don't stop God's program.
Amen.
The Bible is what it means and what it says.
Yeah.
Amen.
America, if folks have they hung up on, why should I be baptized?
Yeah.
Why can't I just believe only?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Bible doesn't teach all of that. It teaches one way.
Amen.
If you don't get in Christ, you're not going.
That's right.
You're going straight to hell.
Mm.
The Bible tells us that.
Yes.
Here was a man riding in a chariot, just come from worshiping.
Yes.
But he wasn't in Christ. He was not in Christ.
Yes.
Or he was worshiping God the way he did under the old law. But he was never in Christ. See, we fail to recognize something. We got to be in Christ. We got to pull off the body of sin.
Amen.
We got to get rid of it. You can't carry it to heaven. If you die in your sin, John 8:21-24, you're going to hell. You're not going to heaven.
That's right.
The Bible tells us that. Why are we so hard-headed, stiff-necked, and uncircumcised people don't want to do what God says? You're not pleasing God.
Amen.
You're pleasing the devil, and he's going to hell, too.
He's already.
He's going straight to hell. He ain't going to heaven.
No.
He can't carry nobody to heaven, and he ain't going to heaven.
Nope.
And if you're going to hell with him.
Amen.
The world is sick. The world is messed up. The world's so sinful, now it's pitiful.
Yeah.
Amen.
Every day something going on crazy.
Yep.
Every day people getting more stupid and stupider.
Yeah.
Ignorant and ignorant of the Bible. They want to talk about Peter walked on the water. There's no salvation in that.
Nope.
We're looking for salvation.
Amen.
That's what we're looking for.
Yes.
We're looking for the truth. If you're looking for the truth, the truth is in God's word.
Yes.
If you want it.
Amen.
And 1 Timothy chapter 2, Apostle Paul wrote about the truth in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
He didn't write nothing about the devil. Mm-hmm. He wrote about Jesus Christ got the truth. John 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way,
yes,
the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me.
Amen.
Nobody else, nobody can come to him unless they come through Jesus. We got folks all hung up on the wrong deal. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. Seeing you have purified your soul,
yes,
by obeying the truth. You got to obey the truth of God. Quit listening to these old false preachers.
Yeah.
And listen to
Amen.
God. Put your head in the book.
Amen.
Where it belongs. Let God do the talking and you do the listening. Huh?
Amen.
Yeah.
Follow the book.
That's it.
The world is dying and going to hell every day.
Every day.
Just dying and going to hell. And they think
Amen.
Hell is a place for safety and it's a hell to burn you up. Huh?
Pain and suffering.
You suffer worse than a toothache. Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. We got folks just don't want to follow the book. Oh, the Bible old-fashioned. It's for old people. Let me tell you something. Go to the cemetery.
All right.
You'll see many young graves out there.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You see baby graves.
Amen.
You see young folk graves. You see older folks graves. Because they haven't done what God told them to do. God will not save you in sin.
That's right.
You got to come out of it. God does not save in sin, and God does not listen to sinners' prayers.
Amen.
We got folks today talking about pray a sinner's prayer. Why did I find that in the Bible? God, I don't hear it.
No such thing.
So now how are you going to pray to God in sin?
Mm.
If he's in sin, he got to come out of it.
Amen.
On the day of Pentecost, Peter didn't tell nobody to pray. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is a promise unto you and to your children, which are far, as many as the Lord God shall call. Huh?
Yeah.
He said, you got tired. He said, about to get out on your knees. You got folks jumping on their knees, and they still ain't getting it right.
Nope.
And the Apostle Paul was down on his knees for 3 days, 3 nights, Brother William, prayer. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And still,
Amen.
God did answer the prayer. He sent Ananias, a preacher of righteousness, to tell him what to do to be saved.
Amen.
Huh? He told him, he said, arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. When did he call on the name of the Lord? After he arose and he was baptized in the Christ.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
He wasn't baptized before this.
Nope.
And he wasn't called on the name of the Lord.
No.
He was making havoc of the church.
Yeah.
Acts the 8th chapter, beginning at verse 1 through 4.
Yep.
He was trying to destroy the Christians. Now, how could a man be preaching the gospel and trying to destroy the church?
Yeah.
Huh?
No.
The Bible tells us how to do it, and we get mad with God because God said to do it this way. We don't want to do it the way God said.
Yeah.
When the eunuch heard the message from God, you know what he did? He was honest. He said, what does hinder me to be baptized?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
He asked. That's what we ought to be doing, asking the question. What does hinder us from being baptized?
Uh-huh.
Nothing hinders you. You hinder yourself.
Yes.
You stopping yourself from being baptized. God has made the provision for you. All you got to do is follow what he says.
Yes.
Baptism. Go down in the water by faith. Come up a new creature in Christ.
Amen.
The Bible is right.
Yes.
We try to make the Bible out of a storybook, Brother William.
Yeah.
That's not no storybook. This is a book of life.
Man.
And do you know God's going to open that book that day on the day of judgment? And what you going to say is nothing.
All right.
But take your punishment if you didn't do what he told you.
Amen.
You're going to hell, nation. That's where you're headed. Anybody that's on the outside of the body of Christ cannot go to heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you repent and be baptized and follow the footsteps of Jesus, yes, you can go. But if you refuse to be baptized in the Christ or even walk right in Christ, you still going to end up in hell.
Amen.
Because you didn't do what he told you to do.
That's right.
He told you what to do, how to do it, and expect you to do it.
Yes.
The world is still sick. Need a doctor better than the doctor. Need Dr. Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is the only one who can save you.
Amen.
We still arguing with God. We want to believe what the man says. We worried about the Medicaid bills and the doctor bills and all the other bills, but we ain't worried about our soul that's going to die one day and go to hell if we don't get it right on earth.
Yeah.
Amen.
See, the test is down here, not up there.
Amen.
If you make it to heaven, you done passed the test.
Amen.
Amen.
See, a lot of folks don't study the Bible, Brother William, and sit at home and let it collect dust.
Yeah.
And then they go into hell anyway.
Amen.
I just saw a lady out there in the hall and they say, yeah, I done went to the doctor, he can't do nothing for me. I said, you know why he can't do nothing for you? You won't get right with God.
Yeah.
Let God help you and then the doctor can help you.
Amen.
You see, when we fail to do what God say, that's an idol, even let the physician know what to do.
Yeah.
The physician that gave all kind of medicine and she still won't turn to God. Going to hell, like I told her, you got to get it right.
Amen.
With God, church. Church of Christ, we must bat out on the book.
Yes.
Tell it like it is. Yeah. Call it sin. Quit calling it a mistake. It's not a mistake.
Yeah.
God did not make a mistake when he made man.
Ooh.
He made man for heaven and not for hell.
Amen.
Man chose to go to hell.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Said man, if God wanted man to go to hell, he would not never made heaven for him. Think about it. See, that's why I look at people talking about, well, are you dying? Go to hell, brother. Well, go to hell, brother. Don't tell me you going. Just go. I'm not holding your hand, and God ain't either. God don't hold nobody from going down there. He ain't going to grab you and pull you out either.
Nope.
You don't obey his word, you're going to be lost. Jesus said, preach the gospel to every creature.
Yes.
He that believes it and is baptized shall be saved. But people say, no, you don't have to do that, Brother William. What's wrong with them? They read it, but they say, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
How in the world are you going to tell me you will read something in the word of God, but you don't have to do it? You got to be sick. I'm sick.
Yes.
I've had people tell me, I'm going to heaven anyway. I remember a young lady told me I went to nursing home one time. Said, I'm going to heaven anyway. I said, how you know that? I believe in God. So what? The devil do too. James 2 and verse 19.
Yes.
Do I think I'm going to heaven?
Nope.
Why that father did you say? I said, James chapter 2 and verse 19. I didn't know. I said, I know you didn't because you don't read your Bible.
Amen.
You're going to jump down at me, and I'm coming back at you with the bird, the word.
Yes.
You can't play me with that. If the devil can go to heaven, then we already there.
Yeah.
Amen.
You got too many people playing with God. That's why God let folks die and go to hell if they don't get it right.
Yeah.
They trying to play religion. God not coming back for religious people. He's coming back for Christians.
Amen.
Amen.
If you're not a Christian, you're not God's people.
That's it.
You're not a member of the Church of Christ, you're not God's people.
Amen.
That's the bottom line to it.
Yeah.
They don't just try to put water on it, sugar it up. Just tell them like it is. See, they don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear the aspect of the whole truth. They want you to play with them. Well, you know, you okay, brother, and I'm okay, and we all going the same place. No, we're not.
Amen.
Amen. If I don't do what God tell me, Brother William, I'm sitting in his wheelchair, I'm still going to hell.
Amen.
God is looking at the He's looking at my headpiece.
Yes.
He's looking deep in the head. That's what God judges by. How I act, how I do what I say, and how I act with His word. If I follow His word, yes, I can say I'm going to heaven. If I don't, I'm going to hell.
All right.
Ain't no middle ground with God. We try to put a middle ground between God and hell. It don't work.
Nope.
If you're not in Christ, now the Bible proves it. We have to be in Christ and stay in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Got to stay in. Don't get in and then get out.
Faithful.
Let me tell you something, church. When you came to Christ, you were telling Satan, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it.
Amen.
I'm done with you. I'm finna serve my master, my new master. You was my master, but now I got a better master. And you know what? I like what Jesus said in Matthew 4:4. It is written, Satan. The clarification is written in the word, and all we got to do is follow the book.
Nice.
Amen. The Bible is right, and we trying to make the Bible out of a storybook. The Bible is life.
Yeah.
We gonna see what really happened. Every knee gonna bow that day.
Every.
He didn't say a few, brother. He said every knee.
Everybody.
Gonna bow that day. Gonna be on the knees, and you gonna. You listen to what he got to say.
Amen.
You will confess him that he is Lord and Christ. Even the atheists going to do it. They go, oh, yeah, we believe in God. Oh, yeah. We believe in him. Oh, now they believe, but they're still going to hell. Why?
Amen.
They didn't get their sins washed away.
Too late.
Amen.
They're going to confess him. And they're going to want to come to heaven. But Jesus said, you can't come in. Why? You ain't got on your spiritual garment. You ain't clean. You nasty.
Amen.
You filthy.
Amen.
You spiritually nasty. You spiritually filthy.
Yeah.
You didn't go down in that water like I told you by faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
But I told you, you can't come up here.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, please let me in. No. No, don't beg me. Don't cry. Cut the waterworks off. I'm still not letting you in. Why, Lord?
Right.
I tried to do everything. No, you didn't. You didn't try hard enough. You didn't do what I told you. Oh, Lord, I did all these my works. I cast out devils. I did many good things. You still did outside of the body of Christ. You was not baptized for the remission of your sins. Your soul is dead. You dead to so many. A dead man can't be in heaven.
No.
Everybody go to heaven got to be alive, man.
Eternally.
Amen.
Got to have Christ already before he hits the door.
Amen.
If he's not going to heaven, Christ don't open the door, he can't come in.
Amen.
The Bible tells me that Nicodemus asked Jesus a question. Jesus told him. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Amen.
He said, if he's not born of the water and the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
That
let me know he got to be baptized into Christ before he can enter the kingdom of God. He got to enter the kingdom of God on earth before he reached heaven. Earth to glory. That's how we do it.
Yes, sir.
We got folks here. Oh, no, you ain't got to be baptized, Brother Johnson. All you got to do is believe. I said, well, that's okay. That's what you say. But what about the devils?
Yeah.
And they going to heaven. Oh, no, they ain't going to heaven. Well,
they believe.
They believe. So what we going to do about this? Like, what we going to do about it?
Amen.
Tells me the Lord adds to the church.
That's right.
Here, I don't read nowhere about he joined you to a church. But everybody's joining the church now, but the church of Christ.
All right. Amen.
Everybody's joining a church, but the church of Christ.
That's right.
Amen.
All you got to people going to hell left and right. We even got them in the church that left the church of Christ. Let me show you an example why you can really get a hold of it. You see, a lot of folks say, excuse me, say he left the church. No, he not left the church. He left the faith in Christ.
That's
how
it.
You know he did, Brother Johnson? In 1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 1, he said, expressly in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Huh?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
That's leaving the faith.
Huh? That's leaving the faith. That's not leaving the church. That's leaving the faith.
Yeah.
When you walk away from God, you're already lost.
Amen.
You're on your way to hell, church.
Yes.
And those who have never obeyed the gospel are called alien sinners, and they're going straight to hell anyway. If they don't be baptized into Christ, like everybody was on the day of Pentecost, well, they've gone to hell.
Amen.
H-E-L-L. Ain't no excuse for this.
No.
God ain't heard it and God ain't buying it.
No.
Huh? If I drop the two L's, what you got? You got he, don't you?
Yes.
But when I put the two L's on, you know what I'm saying?
Hell.
He going to hell.
Yeah.
She going to hell. Huh?
Yes.
The Bible is right.
Amen.
The Bible ain't going to change.
No.
We want the Bible to change. God ain't going to change the book.
No.
The Bible tells me in Romans 6, beginning at verse 1, say, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, for so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, was baptized into his death, like as Christ was raised from the dead, we should also walk in the newness of life.
Yeah.
We're supposed to walk in the newness of life. We're supposed to walk in Christ.
Amen.
But we try to hold on to the world and Christ at the same time. It won't work. You're going to have to turn loose one of them.
Amen.
Radio land, you might as well face it. You are on your way to hell.
All right.
There ain't no salvation in the Baptist church.
No.
There's no salvation in the Catholic Church.
No.
There's no salvation in the Presbyterian Church.
Mm-mm.
Huh?
Man.
There's no salvation in these churches. Salvation is in Christ.
Amen.
Huh? Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You must be in Christ.
Amen.
If you're not in Christ, and Satan, you on your way to hell.
Amen.
Satan on you. He got the door open for you.
Mm.
You ain't even got to knock. Just walk right on in.
Yeah.
And when you check it, and you suffer for eternity.
Mm.
Huh? The Bible is right. You got too many people playing with the book, Brother William.
Yeah.
Apostle Paul said, whatever you do by word, deeds, or thought, do all in the name of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
He ain't said nothing about a Baptist.
No.
He ain't said nothing about a Catholic.
No.
He said the Lord. He said do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, chapter 3, verse 17.
Yes.
Do it by authority. By whose authority? God's authority. Amen. Christ's authority.
That's it.
Huh? Yes. He ain't took go out and do it by the doctor's authority. They don't have an authority.
Not in Christ.
Not in Christ. They're all lost. I don't care who they are. If it's your mama, she lost if she's not in Christ.
Yes.
If it's your daddy, she ain't in Christ, she lost.
Amen.
Huh? If it's your brother, your sister, even if you got a twin, she lost too if she ain't obeyed the gospel.
Amen.
Huh? God is no respected person. Acts 10:34. You don't respect the person. We got to learn that. We got folks today. All the churches belong to the Lord. You don't even read that nowhere in the Bible.
No.
Nowhere from Matthew to Revelation. There's nowhere in the Bible for that.
No.
They're lying on God.
Yeah.
They sinning and they lying on God, Brother William.
Yes, sir.
They know they lying on God. God has put all that mess in the Bible.
Not there.
I done went through Genesis and Revelation. I can't find none of it.
Mm-mm.
And I ain't going to find it.
Amen.
What you're doing, you add to God's word. God said, if you add to my word, I'll add unto you the plague of life. Huh?
Yeah.
If you take away from my word, I'll take your name out of the Lamb's book of life. I'll take your part out of it.
Mm.
Huh? Revelation chapter 22, verse 18 and 19. God said, I'll take you out of it.
Yeah.
In other words, God will already erase your name and you think you're all right with God. Hallelujah. You ain't got no further.
No faith.
No faith, no glory, no heaven.
Amen.
The world is still dying. Going to hell, Brother Parker, as you say, in a hand basket.
Yeah.
The world is on its way to hell, church.
Yeah.
We got to preach the word, church.
Amen.
We got to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Let's not stop preaching the gospel. Preach it every opportunity, every Lord's day.
Yeah.
When you get in the pulpit, just shout it loud as you can.
That's
wake
right.
up the nation. Just tell them the truth. Tell them like it is. They don't like it too bad.
Yeah.
Let them get the hell and kick off. Let them tell God, well, I didn't like the way you said it. I bet you they won't say it no more. Oh, they ain't going to say it that day, Leroy.
Nope.
They're going to say, oh, if I had to listen, Brother Leroy, I would have been all right. But
yeah.
I didn't listen. Oh, if I had to obey, Brother Leroy, I'd have been all right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's too late. Does the water work off? Because the water works won't work.
Nope.
Pride won't work that day, brother.
No, sir.
When you die, as I always say, you're going to fry. Huh? You're going to burn up.
All right.
That's God's word will prevail. God's word will stand when all men lie in the grave.
Amen.
Job chapter 10, verse 7 through 10. Man got to wait till God get him up. Do you know that the trees are sprout when you cut them down, Brother Will?
Yes.
But you know when man lie out, he can't get up until God raise him up?
Nope.
He can't get up until God raised him up.
That's
I'm
right.
telling you what I know, not what I heard. Go to the cemetery. You go out there and dig the grave up, the man's body still laying there.
Yeah.
Why? Because God hadn't raised him up yet.
Amen.
God raised those who are dead in sin up.
Yeah.
You know what God's doing when he raises us up? He's saying, now, I got you in my hand. Don't pull away from me. Keep following me. You know what God's doing? I'm leading you on to heaven.
Man.
I'm leading you to the heaven, and you don't even see it unless you ain't following me. He's like, I'm leading you now. You just keep walking. Just keep walking. You walk right on out the body. You don't even know you're gone until you get there. He said, oh, I'm not down here no more. I'm up here with my Lord. Huh? You up here with the Lord now. Oh, you ain't going to mess that up. No, you ain't going to mess that up.
All right.
If you knew, you're a fool.
Amen.
You're a bigger fool than you ever been.
Amen.
That's why he lied, Brother Wynn, talking about I came back and all that. No, you didn't.
Not from heaven.
You're going to tell me you went to heaven and you come back now on this sin cursed earth?
No.
You got to be crazy.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, you lying.
You know you're lying. I have other people tell me that, Brother Wynn. Brother John, you know what I did? I went to heaven.
I died.
I went to heaven. And you know what? God sent me back. That's
a
lie.
That's a lie.
Amen.
You go to heaven, you either up there with God and you stay up there, or if you didn't make it, you go to hell and you stay there.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
Amen.
There's the two places to go in this life. That's either heaven or hell.
Yes.
Amen.
We better get on ship, get in Christ. Like we supposed to.
Amen.
Stay in Christ like we supposed to. Because if
Amen.
We don't, we're going to be lost.
Yes.
See, us preachers. Now, let me say something about us gospel preachers.
All right.
See, God has given us a message.
Amen.
He said, I'm going to speak my word
to
every creature on the planet Earth.
Yes.
From the next door neighbor to across the world.
Yes.
Huh?
Man.
There's no excuse, Brother Parker, Brother Williams,
nope.
Brother Parker,
right.
The fourth, Brother Brown. We got the truth. If you ain't got it, you better get it.
Amen.
Huh?
Man.
There ain't but one way to heaven.
Yes.
And there ain't but one way to hell.
That's right.
How you got a choice?
Yeah.
Now you can either go out or you can go up.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm going up. Now, I don't know about you. I can't speak for you.
All right.
But I can speak for me. I keep my Bible with me. I tell anywhere I go, Brother Parker.
Yeah.
I can go outside.
Yeah.
I got the Bible.
Yeah.
I can go to the bathroom, Brother William. I got the Bible.
Yes.
I can go in the kitchen. I got the Bible.
All right.
See, if people can't get away from me, I will show you the truth that will kill me.
All right.
I'm not afraid of death now. Huh?
Mm-mm.
And then the one step to death and then go to my Father in heaven. Huh?
All right.
You see, we got to learn those lessons, brethren.
Yeah.
We got to learn that we come here to live and to die.
Yes.
To die for the failure of sin. Get rid of the sin.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If you want the church to really to turn around to God,
right,
you start preaching the word.
Amen.
Preaching the word, we can turn it around.
Yeah.
We can turn America around. Don't tell me what we can't do. I get so sick of hearing my brother talking about, well, we can't do this and we can't do that. And we ain't got the money, we can't do it. It ain't about a dollar bill. All we got to do is work together.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's what God tell us.
Amen.
The rest of it comes in contact. Huh?
Amen.
God got it already set up.
Yeah.
God set up the church before man was even thought of.
Mm.
It was already in God's mind. Colossians 1:24-27. I'm telling you what the Bible says.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 3:1-16.
Mm-hmm.
The church was in God's mind, not in man's mind. Man don't have no church.
Amen.
Never had a church.
Amen.
Huh? See,
amen.
The church is spiritual.
Amen.
Listen up.
Yes, bro.
Spiritual.
Yes.
And we are in it now.
Yes.
There's no excuse. It was a mystery at one time.
That's right.
It was hidden in God's mind.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
The Apostle Paul says on 16:25-27. He said it was a mystery.
Yeah.
It was hidden in God. He said, man, it was God, G-O-D.
Before
the world began.
Yes.
God already had it already in his mind. So we don't have no excuse. You know what our excuse is? I don't want to do it.
That's not an excuse.
There's no excuse for that either.
Nope.
Don't do it. Go to hell.
Yeah.
Just go straight to hell.
Yeah.
So I'm not scared to use the word because God put it in the book.
Amen.
In Psalm 139:8, if you make your bed in heaven, I'm there. If you make your bed in hell, I'm there.
Yes.
So what you going to do now? What you going to do now?
All right.
Oh, Brother William. Oh, Brother William.
Yes, sir.
Please listen to me, brother.
All
I'm telling you what to know.
Yeah.
Not what I feel. Not what I heard. I'm telling you what I know what God can do.
Yes.
Don't worry about the new facility. It's on this way. I know what it is.
Amen.
Brother William, I know. I don't have to wonder about it.
Praise God.
All I do is talk to my Father. I say, Father, we need you God here. He led a crowd of the righteous.
Yes.
1 Peter 3:12.
Yes.
John 1:22.
Yes, sir.
Huh? 1 John 5:14-15. I can go on and on with the list of prayer. In Job 36:7.
Yes.
God hears the prayer of the righteous. Who are the righteous? Those who have obeyed the will and has got is full of faith.
Amen.
If you full of faith, God go do what he said he gonna do.
Amen.
God will do it, Brother Parker.
Amen.
Don't tell me God can't do. Tell me what he can do.
He will.
Huh? There's no limit to God. God put his own self on a limitation.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
He put his own self on a limitation.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? If God can raise the dead and he's in heaven, you know God can do anything. Huh?
Yes.
See,
amen.
God can raise you from the dead and you walking dead, but he can raise you from the dead. How he do that, Brother Jonathan? Through faith in the watery grave of baptism.
He's able. Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
He raises from the dead, Brother William.
Yes, sir.
We will not
Amen.
We walk it in Christ, not outside. Let you go back to sin and practice in sin.
All right.
If you practice it, you're not his child anymore. You got to repent and come back.
Amen.
All of those hypocrisy is in the church. We got to get it out.
That's right.
We got to preach hypocrisy out of the church now.
Amen.
We got brethren praying in Christ and they're lost and gone to hell. H-E-L-L.
Amen.
Hell. There's no middle ground with that word. God done told us what to do, Brother Will.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show you that I'm gonna kind of say, man. I'm gonna give him a book of instruction.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give him a new life.
Amen.
I'm gonna give him a new life.
Amen.
A better life than he got now.
Eternal life.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Man got eternal life coming if
in
you do God's will.
In Christ.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
Got to do the will.
Yeah.
See, Brother William, I'm in God's will. You know, when a man got a will, the will don't go in effect after death, right?
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
Well, God's will went in effect after death.
Amen.
He rose again.
Yes.
And we died to sin when he rose again when we got baptized into Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
He used a symbolic term for the blood for the water, huh?
Yes.
That's what he said in the 8th chapter of Acts. Huh? That was the sacrifice right there.
Amen.
The blood was shed and the water came out too.
Yes.
Blood and water came out at the same time. John 19:34.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
And if you fall, God will clean you up again. Huh?
Yes.
All you got to do is repent. Huh?
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
And we don't want to even do that, Brother William. Oh, Lord, help us.
Amen.
Oh, Papa, I'm serious about this, brother.
Mm.
I take God serious.
Yes.
God has converted us to Christ, and we don't even want to take that.
Mm.
What in the hell do you want from God? Huh?
Nothing.
What do you want from God?
Nothing. There's nothing else to want.
Huh?
Mm.
We got a problem down here.
What else?
Mm. But we brethren can't even get along in the church.
Shame.
There's a shame.
Amen.
God looking at all this. God said, oh, you can't get along with your brother, but you want to come to heaven.
Mm.
But then you can't get along with me.
Because
if you come up here, you're going to have to walk right before me.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You got to be humble before God in heaven.
Yes.
The practice is here, brethren. Listen
up.
The practice is here. If you can't do it here, you sure can't do it up there.
You won't get there.
Huh? You will never get there.
Amen.
You want to see God's face in peace, you got to walk that way.
Amen.
You got to go that way.
Yeah.
You got to give
Amen.
Up the Lord of sin.
Yeah.
Give it up. It's killing you.
Amen.
It's killing your immortal soul.
Mm.
But you still got to be baptized into Christ.
Must.
That's
Amen.
A command from God. Not from the apostle, not from the prophet, that's from God.
Amen.
We need to learn that. We try to be like, well, you mean to tell me I can't be saved? No. There's one way to heaven and one way to hell. Disobedience go to hell and obedience go to heaven. All
right.
Amen.
That's what we're talking about. I hear people on sometimes come on the radio and say, well, I've been a Baptist all my life. I don't care what you've been all your life. You need to humble yourself and Christ.
Amen.
And be obedient to the word. And quit talking about you a Baptist because there's no salvation in a Baptist church.
Nope.
You can't find it in there.
Not in the Bible.
Huh? It's not even the word of God. Well, I preach and preach out the same. I don't care what he preach out of. He ain't preaching Christ. He's telling lies on Christ because he's not telling you the whole picture.
Amen.
He's giving you partiality.
Mm-hmm.
He stops a foot too short, Brother William.
Yeah.
Huh? He takes you all the way around the bridge. Bring you right up to the middle of it. Huh?
Yeah.
He says baptism ain't essential to salvation. God said it is.
And
he said God is wrong. He said, you know what he's really saying about God? God, you lying to the people. So he's more powerful than God.
Oh.
But he got to meet God.
Oh.
That's his problem.
Amen.
See, he's trying to set himself up as God, but he got to meet the real God.
Yeah.
And what are you going to tell
Amen.
The real God when he to the gates of hell, heaven?
Of hell.
He goes, God going to look at him and say, get out of my face.
Yeah.
Get away from here. I don't even know you.
Mm-hmm.
Why, Lord? You didn't do what I told you.
Amen. You didn't do the will.
You didn't do my will. You got to be in my will. See, God writes your name in the Lamb Book of Life. That's the will right there.
All right. You're in the will.
Amen.
You put your name in the book.
That's it.
Your name is Christian.
Amen. Christ.
That's it.
Yes.
Amen.
Today is losing their soul every day. You hardly ever hear nothing about the Church of Christ in obituary.
Mm.
You hear about Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Jehovah's Witness, Seventh-day Adventist, Presbyterian. You hear about every denomination but Christ. Mm?
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Brother William.
All right.
Oh, we're going to face death.
Yep.
And if you ain't in Christ, you going to hell. Church of Christ,
Amen.
Get on board and stay on board. Don't be playing with the Father.
No.
Don't play with God. God will kill you.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, he got no toy you wind up.
That's right.
Huh? Who you play with in the morning and give you another day if he sees fit for you to have it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Who provide all your benefits? Who provides your food?
Help.
Who provides your clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Who provides your health? Who provides your strength?
Yeah.
The devil don't do none of that.
Nope.
He's trying to do the opposite
Amen.
Of it. He's trying to take you out.
Amen.
If he has, let me tell y'all, brethren, if the devil had his way, I'd kill every one of you and say nothing about it.
Yeah.
But God said, no, sir. You're not killing my ministers.
Nope.
You might kill yours because they fought in the wrong way, but you're not killing mine if they stay with the book.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Got to stay
Amen.
With the book. That's what the book is on earth for. We got to stay with it, Brother Parker.
Yeah.
But it's right.
Amen.
I don't be sending letters and things out to my brother for nothing. I'm trying to tell you, stay with the book.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
The book, you going to hell. Let's just say it the way it is.
That's right.
Amen.
Well, I don't give a care if you live to give 100. If you don't do God's will, you're still going to hell.
Amen.
Amen.
See, God has a plan for your life. God wants you to follow him all the way. Jesus said, if you love mother and father more than me, you can't be a disciple, Brother William. We got to be faithful.
Right.
We got to be faithful to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hey, 24/7, this Bible saying, God wants us to do it.
Yeah.
Jesus said, this is how Jesus put that. That's very beautiful. If you love me, keep my commandments.
That's
John 14:15. He said, Jesus didn't say, you might. He said, if you keep it, I'll bless you. If you don't, I'll curse you. Huh?
That's right.
You know what I mean? Every day we wake up, brethren, I'm getting ready to close on this one. Every day we wake up, it's a blessing from God. Just
Amen.
Waking up.
Amen.
Every day is good. I don't give a care how cloudy it look out there.
Yeah. Right.
Every day is good, whether it's raining or shining or whatever. It's good.
Yeah.
Why?
Every day
because God made it. The devil can't get it.
It's life.
You have heard the message tonight.
Yeah.
You come by hearing. Believing, repenting, confessing Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and being buried with him in baptism.
Amen.
There's no other way. And let the Lord, let the Lord add you to the church.
That's
what
it.
Church? The Church of Christ.
His church.
Huh?
Amen.
There ain't no other church.
Amen.
You're looking for another church because you're not going to find it.
Amen.
If you're not a member of the church, to Christ, ladies and gentlemen, all over the radio land, from Washington, D.C. to right here in Warden, Texas, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
Do you hear what I'm saying? And those who have obeyed, claimed to obey the gospel, and don't repent, they going to hell too, Brother William, because they don't have Christ.
That's right.
You got to come back to Christ. Huh? If you're unfaithful, you better get back in the faith and stay faithful.
Amen.
Till death. Jesus says in Revelation 2 and 10.
Amen.
Hello to you, Brother William and Brother Parker.
Thank you, Brother Johnson, my co-minister here in Wharton, Texas, at the Par Edition Church of Christ. This is Brother Leroy Williams, Jr., and I just want to say a few things to encourage and to inform and to admonish those about the salvation that is in Christ Jesus. Many folks today are being taught lies from the Bible. I laugh sometimes to myself when people in false religion say to me, my pastor teach the same Bible that y'all teach. He preach out of the same Bible that you teach out of. We all got the same Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Is we're not all serving the same God.
That's it.
The same way.
That's it.
Many are serving God in vain.
Amen.
Why? Matthew chapter 15. Verse 8 and 9, they in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.
Mm-hmm.
See, whenever I'm obeying what man has said and not what God has said, then I'm fooling myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wasting my time because I am not pleasing to God and I am not serving him and in his grace.
Amen.
I have no salvation to look forward to.
Amen.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 and 13, the Holy Spirit, by the hand of the Apostle Paul, writes to the church in Corinth, saying, for as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. What are you saying? Well, the spiritual body of Christ has many members. Those members are spirit. The body is spirit. The members are spirit. The human body is flesh. The members of the human body are flesh. But what is flesh. And what is spirit. That's what Jesus said to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verse number 7, 6 and 7. That which is of the flesh is flesh. That which is spirit is spirit. We must be born according to the spirit in Christ. So now, here we are, one body in Christ, yet many members. God compares the spiritual body to the physical body in helping us to understand how it is put together and how it functions. Now, he says, by one spirit are you all baptized into one body. What body are you talking about? He's not talking about my body, my human body.
Mm-hmm.
He's not talking about your human body. He's talking about his spiritual body. And you, your spirit man, your soul, is a member and is baptized into that one spiritual body. That's how you become a member of it. He says, for by one spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one spirit. Listen, your spirit is baptized into the spiritual body of Christ. Everything we receive from God is from the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God is God.
Amen.
Everything that we gain, everything we receive is spiritual. We receive spiritual life. We receive spiritual food. We receive spiritual drink. We receive spiritual sight. We receive spiritual strength. We receive the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We receive eternal life.
Amen.
That's spiritual life. Now, all the members of the body of Christ have been baptized into the body of Christ, Brother Parker.
Amen.
But you got these lying preachers and pastors, so-called, and reverends, so-called, they're going around now, Brother Parker. They're talking about we all the body of Christ. And they're teaching members lies. They're teaching them that all the denominational churches are the members of the body of Christ. They got their membership and their followers lying, saying, the body has many members, but one body. The churches are the members of the body of Christ. But the lie is inherent in what they're saying, because here they're using 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, but they're lying on it.
Mm-hmm.
I have none, nor have you, nor have they. I asked one of them, has the Baptist church ever been baptized into Christ? Has the Catholic church been baptized into Christ? Then how can it be a member of Christ? There is no such in the Bible, but you got preachers opening the Bible, Brother Parker, and they're teaching this lie, and billions are believing it.
Amen.
The Bible says, further on down in that same chapter, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 27, now you are the body of Christ and individual members of it.
Amen.
The Spirit talking to. The Spirit was not talking to no churches.
Amen.
The Spirit was not talking to the Baptist church. It didn't even exist.
That's it.
The Spirit wasn't talking to the Catholic church. It didn't even exist when the Bible was written. The Bible was completed in 93 A.D. The Catholic church didn't get started until 325.
That's it.
The Baptist church didn't show up till 1607.
That's it.
The Methodist church didn't show up till 1538. So where did all these churches that they're talking about supposed to be the members of the body of Christ? That's a lie. That's the devil's lie that the devil's preacher is trying to tell the devil's people and trying to use the Bible to hide it. That's lying hypocrisy. That's a doctrine of the devil. There is no such thing as the denominational churches that exist in the world. And there are over 600 named denominations in the world.
Amen.
Churches are the members of the body of Christ. If the churches are the members of the body of Christ, then the members are not members of the body of Christ. They're just members of the church. But the lie, that's the lie that's being told. We're telling you on the radio tonight, Radio Land, all over the world, that the churches that are not named in the Bible are not members of the body of Christ. There's only one church, and it is the body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ is one church, not many churches. The body of Christ has many members. Those are the souls that are saved by obedience through baptism to the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
The soul. The soul of man is what God is saving. Every soul that God has saved is in the body of Christ, is a member of the body of Christ, because it is baptized by faith in water to become a member of the body of Christ.
That's it.
Amen.
It's been baptized into Christ. There are no denominational churches baptized into Christ. We got to stop that lie.
Amen.
Ministers of Christ in your communities, in your neighborhoods, in your Bible classes. You've got to teach the truth and stop those lies.
Amen.
Talk to people about the truth, Brother Parker.
Yes.
And they talk to you, and they start spouting these lies that they've been taught for faith. You have to teach them the truth.
Amen.
Yes.
Churches, denominational churches, cannot be members of the body of Christ.
That's right.
Because they
Amen.
Cannot be baptized into Christ.
Amen.
Who baptized
yes.
the Baptist church?
Mm.
Who baptized the Catholic church? Who
well.
Baptized the Methodist church?
Mm.
Who baptized the Pentecostal church?
Mm.
There is
yes.
no And they'll admit that themselves. So the lie is not the truth.
Amen.
Men tell lies, and they try to lie on God, Brother Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
They lie Amen. On God's word, Brother Parker. And they
yes.
teach these lies to their people who believe these lies. And people
Amen.
Believe the lie because they don't study, they don't read, they don't know the truth.
Amen.
And it's
Amen.
Amazing, Parker. 99 out of 100 people I speak to, they don't even want to know the
Amen.
Truth.
Amen.
They decide, I don't care what the Bible says. I was born and taught and grown up believing this, and I'm going to believe this, and I'm going to die believing it. 99 out of 100 people say that, Brother Parker.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When they're introduced and brought up in false doctrine and false religion. But I'm going to tell you something. They don't want to know the truth.
Amen.
Tell me that I don't even agree with you because I tell them the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm lying on God, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
Ministers
right.
of Christ. We got to preach the word of God.
Amen.
We got
Amen.
To give the
yeah.
people the sense, the understanding of the will of God so that they stop believing lies and start obeying the truth.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
What we do within the Church of Christ as teachers and ministers. We must minister truth to the people.
That's it.
Only
Amen.
The truth can make one free from sin and eternal damnation.
That's it. That's
Amen.
It.
Freedom from sin is important.
That's it.
That's the only way you're going to miss hell. If you don't get free from your sin, you're going straight to hell.
That's it.
Amen.
There's no shortcut.
Amen.
There's
Amen.
No alternate way.
Amen.
It's a hard way, but it's just one.
That's it.
It's going to have a lot
Amen.
Of hope. But it's still one way.
That's it
goes it. Straight to hell.
That's it.
That's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14.
That's it.
It goes straight to hell.
Amen.
But so many are going to be going that way, it's a shame.
Amen.
God is not trying to save a building.
No.
God
Amen.
Is not trying to save the fleshly body.
No.
God Amen. Is trying to save and wants to save the spiritual soul of man.
Amen.
Amen.
The man must submit his spiritual soul to the spiritual will of God.
Amen.
And unless
Amen.
We do that, we cannot
Amen.
Be saved.
That's it. That's
Baptism
it.
Is
Amen.
Necessary for salvation.
That's it.
1 Peter 3:21. The like figure whereunto baptism doth also now save us. The Apostle Peter was inspired by the Holy Spirit, who inspired him to write that in 64 A.D. That's been 1900 and 60 years. Huh? That's a long time ago. Baptism saved then. The Bible has not changed.
Amen.
God's will has not changed.
Amen.
God's word has not changed.
Amen.
God's salvation requires the same thing today.
That's it. Amen.
Baptism,
Amen.
According to faith in the gospel, by the will of God for salvation.
That's it.
It saves us today.
That's it.
People are lying. And they say that baptism is not necessary for salvation. That is a bald-faced lie.
Amen.
And it's
Amen.
Not from the Bible. It's from the devil.
That's it.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we plead with you. Obey the Bible,
Amen.
The Word of God,
Amen.
The book of the Lord.
Amen.
Instruction
Amen.
Of the Word of God. Follow
Amen.
It, not men. Men will lead you to hell.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If I, woe is my soul, if I do not preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, I can
Amen.
Look forward to death and hell
yeah,
and destruction.
It. That's it. That's it. Amen. Amen.
God bless you all tonight.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You know what you got to do. Why do you wait? Why do you waste time? Ananias said
Amen.
To Paul, Saul, why are you wasting time? Why are you tarrying? What you waiting for? Get up. Let's be baptized into Christ.
Amen.
You already know
Amen.
It's time to obey the truth.
Amen.
And
Amen.
That's what
Amen.
Paul obeyed the truth. And he never stopped obeying the truth.
Amen.
You got to obey the truth.
That's it.
And you never
Amen.
Stop in the truth.
Amen.
Church of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
All
Amen.
You
Amen.
Members of Christ, you don't stop obeying the truth. You must continue in faith.
Amen.
He that believeth, that believe and continue in faith.
Amen.
You don't stop obeying God after
Amen.
You're baptized. That's when you start
Amen.
Obeying
Amen.
God. Baptism is starting to obey God. You keep
Amen.
On doing it if you want to be saved.
Amen.
If not, you just wasted your time
because
you're going to hell.
That's it.
Amen.
That's God's word for you. God bless you. I turn it over to you, Brother Parker, for the closing remarks and the closing prayer.
Amen. We certainly hope that we have touched the hearts of many.
Amen.
And hope and pray that we have preached the gospel to those who believe the gospel and are struggling
yes.
in these days. Embrace the word of God. Keep it. This is why we are preaching it. And we want you to know that we love you. And
yes.
all of you that are not members of the body of Christ, we hope that you will worship at a church of Christ nearest you and obey the gospel
yes.
before the devil asks me too late for your soul. To this end, we commend you to God and the word of his grace, which is able to keep
yes.
you. Build you up and give you an inheritance among those that are sanctified. May
yes.
God bless you and good night, and we'll listen to you or you listen to us on this Thursday coming at 7:30. God bless
Amen.
You, Brother Jonathan, Brother William, and
In
Brother Margaret. Yes, sir. Take care.
Amen. Good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
God bless you.